Mr. Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join him as he preached and teaches the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
The second chapter. We are 2 months ago. That seventh verse. Thank you so much, young fool. And talented man. Second chapter of Luke, the seventh verse. I look pretty in your red. Yeah. And it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Then, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's just talk a little bit here this morning. The world's greatest gift.
Yes.
The world's greatest gift. We celebrate this season. Because we had to find a season where we could truly celebrate the coming of Christ. And it doesn't matter what day that was chosen, as long as we did it in the honor and the homage of the celebration of the Master. Certainly we ought to celebrate him daily. Nightly. We should celebrate him every day of the week. We take time on this season to look for gifts to give loved ones and friends. But what greater gift could the world receive other than Jesus? And all the things that you could think of, Jesus is the greatest gift.
Yes, yes, he is.
And all the things that you can afford, Jesus is still the greatest gift. Jesus is greater than your inhaling and exhaling. Because without him, there would be no air to breathe. Yes. Thank God for this season and allowing us to see it. Heard Brother Leota's in his prayer, thanking God for how he has kept him.
Yes, yes.
And still in the prayer, not only has he kept him, but how he kept all of us. close enough to get crazy in here for how he has tempers in the hospital, out of the hospital, from one doctor's office to another doctor's office. And now things has gotten so complicated, the doctor used to take care of everything. Now we need a doctor for a specialist for everything. Everything requires a specialist. So we're going to just thank God for how he's kept us. All the hills and the mountains, the valleys, how he's provided for us, and what he's going to do for us on tomorrow. You do know he's in tomorrow already, don't you? We don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow, but we know that God is in the tomorrow. And whatever is going to happen, he's there just for us. I just want to thank God for being grateful for how he has blessed this church. I don't know what January 1 will bring, but I thank God that we had no funerals thus far. Oh, yeah. You might as well clap your hands, huh? Right. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Because it could have been me. It could have been me. But you looked beyond my faults. And you saw my need. This church ought to just be grateful and happy that God has smiled upon this place. In God's vision for man, that all men should be saved. Yes. But all men don't want to be saved. A God who would take his only son, the elect of heaven, and when heaven comes to earth, heaven is rejected.
Yes.
When heaven comes to earth, earth rejects heaven. Here, Luke is recording the birth, the entrance of Jesus the Christ. Dr. Luke is patiently dictating so we could see through his pen the Jesus who would come and yet die for us. Long ago, I used to think that celebrating Christmas, I'd be in the club. Sliding across the dance floor. With a little drink in my hand. sitting down here like y'all. Celebrate Christmas, slide across the dance floor. I'm just grateful he didn't call my name. Sliding across the dance floor with a drink in my head. I'm just glad he didn't call my name. He said, boy, come on home. I'm glad he didn't look beyond my foolishness. Now, I'm the only one in the house. I'm going to say like my friend Buster Harrison, y'all don't hear me because you ain't saying nothing. Just grateful. He didn't call my name. Sliding across the dance floor with a drink in my head. There were some times, y'all. Either I didn't understand or I didn't want to understand. But I can guarantee you the devil had me by. But I'm so glad he didn't say Michael. You ought to be glad too. Anybody glad he other than me? I'm glad he didn't call my name in my craziness. Thank you, Master, for taking care of all of us while we were all crazy. And now, you know, you got some folks sitting there with, well, you know, I didn't drink. You know, back then they used to make cold duck. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. That's the older folk, you know what I mean? So thank God he didn't just call our name. Because certainly I'd have been headed on straight for hell for sure. But thank God for being able to come back and rejuvenate my spirit and rejuvenate him within my life. Some of y'all thinking about still thinking about across that dance floor. Don't make me call out the dancers that I can dance. Yeah, they call that out for you. But I was there now.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Blue Ridge Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is KAYT and KQJOFF.
City strong all day long. 24/7.
That's my only station.
For your mercy never fails me all my days.